You're listening to Raphael Epstein.
Now it's my great pleasure to welcome to the studio Josh Nelson, film guy.
Good evening.
Filmology.com, spelt with a PH, is his blog. We are going to be talking musicals. We've got a little bit of a mashup of some classic musical films for you in a moment. First, though, I want to find out about Rock of Ages. Tell us about the film, where it came from, and is it any good?
Perhaps I should begin with a disclaimer. I actually don't mind the odd musical. Surprise, surprise, this cold-hearted elitist. And I actually, in terms of the music in Rock of Ages, this should have appealed to me doubly because of its brash 80s power ballad rock content. And, you know, I'm unashamedly going to confess to belting out Foreigner at 2 a.m. in a Tokyo karaoke booth.
Embarrassing.
Half
okay.
drunk. Repeatedly for, the whole lot. Mm-hmm. This is a repugnant film. Let's cut to the chase.
Right.
I haven't seen the stage play, but from what I've heard, and I wished I had seen it actually, because it played it for laughs. It played it with a healthy dose of irony and, look, you know, with that sort of self-knowing wink to the audience that this is a musical. We're going to play with these cliches and then we're going to sort of turn them on their heads. This film lacks irony, and I don't know whether it's the American inability to kind of poke fun at themselves, but there's something that went disastrously wrong here. And I think a lot of it has to do, and I know this
is my mirth.
I know this is an easy out, but I think a lot of it has to do with the casting of Tom Cruise, because the character he plays in this film, Stacey Jacks, the sort of the washed up, you know, rock god at the center of it, is an antagonist in the original stage play. And here they make him a hero figure, and they make this sort of, they impose this sort of redemption. But the problem with that is they don't change his approach to women, and he is a complete misogynist. It's like they took the Tom Cruise character from Magnolia, that, you know, that sort of televangelist misogynist, and put on some fake tats and some, you know, some spandex, and without the irony, there's no critical distance. So the whole film, its approach to women is really repugnant. It's really disgusting. I can't think of too many films in recent memory where I've actually been sitting there feeling dirty watching a film.
All right.
Because of its approach to women, the fact that none of the female characters, they're all vacuous, they're all basically kind of dressed up lingerie-clad meat, really, for Tom Cruise's sort of pleasure. And there's no comeuppance. There's no critical kind of perspective on this. In fact, it's not even a particularly fun film. It even fails on the level of a musical. I mean, people were probably saying, oh, but it's a musical, go with it, it's supposed to be fun. But musicals use music.
Full of musical numbers, though, no? I mean, the idea of it is to get all those classic 80s tracks, weave them into a story.
And that's the problem. They're not really woven into the narrative in any really interesting way. Musicals use music to advance narrative or to comment on action or to comment on the behaviour of the characters.
Yeah.
Here it feels like they've just thrown in as much 80s music as they can. So in the middle of a scene, it's almost like, well, we can't script it because the dialogue's so awful. So let's just have characters sing a random song. So even then, on the level of just a kind of a basic musical, it fails on that level. The two young leads are completely disposable and lacking in charisma. The funny thing about Tom Cruise is that he has this charisma. I mean, he's so overconfident. He's that megalomaniac. But he fails. He's not convincing as a rock.
Oh, really?
His performance.
He can on occasion be good.
Well, yeah, no, and some of his early films I think are really impressive. Yeah, I think he was great in Magnolia. But his performance in Rock of Ages comes off as a poor Iggy Pop parody. It's almost embarrassing to watch. He sort of struts around the stage, and the fact that he sings his own songs in this, he has a strange. It's really quite funny, actually.
Oh, he must be auto-tuned out of existence.
Well, he has this really tinny, whiny voice. So you have this kind of man who's created this Hollywood persona of this super confident, you know, alpha male. And his voice is this ridiculously high-pitched, whiny squeal. It's hilarious because it's so bad, and I think it's made worse.
Tell us what you really think, Josh.
I know. I really didn't like this film at all. If you're not picking up on that.
Yeah.
The other problem with it is because he's singing these iconic songs, you automatically are drawing comparison with the original artist, like, you know, Axl Rose, and so that makes it doubly.
It does make it hard.
Doubly bad because the comparison or the void between his performance and the original songs is so great. There were walkouts, and this is in a screening where they'd kind of, you know, dose the audience up with food and booze beforehand.
Oh, right, okay.
A close critic friend of mine actually walked out halfway. He just turned to me and said, life's too short. And I have never seen him walk out of a film.
Sounds. I'm not sure how appetizing that makes it sound. I'd love to hear from you if you've seen the musical. I know it was so popular in Melbourne. And we will. We've got a selection of great classic musical films. I've got my own classics as well. Before we get there, 1-300-222-774. Tell me your favourite musical film. You've got to have one. Everyone has one.
You're listening to Raphael Epstein.
Josh has got your texting. Tell the movie reviewer, his name's Josh Nelson, tell the movie reviewer to drink a cup of concrete and harden up, for God's sake. And Greg from Ballarat has texted in, our regular correspondent. Tom Cruise singing 80s glam rock. Do you get a free sick bag with your popcorn? Good grief.